The podcast you are listening to of Holmberg's Morning Sickness is brought to you by my friends at Eric's Family Barbecue in Avondale. Meet mesquite. Repeat. Trust me on this one. You've had barbecue before, but you haven't had it this good. Eric's Family Barbecue in Avondale. Eric'sFamilyBBQ.com.
Eric's Family Barbecue has arrived and is simply the best barbecue in Arizona. Come satisfy your taste buds with meats that are smoked over mesquite wooden sides that are made with fresh ingredients and tons of love. They have the best, juiciest brisket, pulled pork, rib, sausage, turkey, or everyone's favorite, the Pitmaster Sampler that includes all the meat and four sides, mac and cheese, potato salad, coleslaw, corn, or beans. Yum! And for dessert, try some creamy banana pudding. Amazing! Eric's Family Barbecue in Avondale. Meet, mesquite, repeat. Make the trip. You won't be sorry. Dine in or take it to go. Go to Eric's Family BBQ.com for more info.
I hear the words you say sometimes. I mean, who talks like that? 98 KUPD.
Glorious. Everybody's emailing about the Suns thing. Everybody's going bananas. The whole city's nuts. Get this one that says, the Suns, I gave him a chance because you were talking about him. You're right. This is exciting. Last time I watched was the Suns and Mavericks in 2013. Then they lost. Before that, I was a diehard Suns fan when I was I was 12 years old, and they played the Bulls. And I cried loudly because I was 12. I was emotionally connected. It's going to happen again. It doesn't die. It just kind of went away. That 2000...
Dormy. It's gone dormy for a while.
The 2010-11 till this year's Suns have been a tough follow. And also... culture was it was tough to cheer for the players they had. There's that whole aspect of cheering for a team through the good times and the bad, but you have to like the players. We had the Morris brothers, and like this team had a bunch of douchebags. Like there was
one of the Lopez's for a while.
And he's not so bad, but it was just like he wasn't the answer. And then the draft picks of Alex Lynn, and like you have all these dudes. You're like, man, they don't get anything. Terrible player after. What was that, Darko Milicic or whatever that guy's name was? I don't remember his name. It's some terrible players that
you mean Dario
here.
Saric?
No, Dario Saric is fine.
Okay, I was going to say.
He's not going to be here much longer, no. though, because he's got himself some Buddha hands.
Well, he's a little nervous.
Well, he had a terrible finish to the season. Terrible finish to the season, but he played okay in the Denver series. So the Suns, like, people are emailing, who's next? Suns fans, let me tell you this. Let me be your voice of reason for a second. Sweeps are awesome. We are, as fans of the team, jumping back in together as a city. There's been some folks, not many diehards. I don't want to hear people who, I stuck with them for the last 10 years. Nobody did. Sweeps are fun. We're not used to that here at all with, anything. It's not going to happen again. The Utah Clippers, doesn't matter who. Don't flip out when the Suns lose their next game because they're going to lose one of the next seven.
Yeah.
They're going to lose to the Jazz. They're going to lose to the Clippers.
Oh, yeah.
Those two teams are not getting swept out. The great news is, and this is terrible to say, but I don't know if you saw Kyrie Irving's ankle pop yesterday. That's a 2-week injury at least. I mean, Shaq kept saying, 2 weeks, 2 weeks. If you've ever rolled your ankle like that to where it rolls and you actually bounce up in the air because it rolled so hard, That's a high ankle sprain. Those don't go away. So now the Nets are questionable. There's and I don't want to get everybody's hopes up. Legitimate shot here.
Don't you think the Nets are just playing possible?
Not if you saw that ankle.
Nets got some weapons though.
They do. But Harden's out. Hamstring.
Harden's getting rest.
He's got a hamstring. He's not getting rest. They're 2-2. They're not resting him through this.
I don't know.
You don't go 2-2 and go, we'll pick it up at 3-2.
I'm not buying it.
You know, please. That's the dumbest coaching move ever. That would be the stupidest thing. All right, let them tie the game. This is like the Bucks are not that bad to where your team's like, just turn it on and beat them 2 in a row. Harden's hamstring's actually injured. If you saw Kyrie's injury yesterday, he's not going to be playing for a few days. They might try to get him out there, but he's not going to be the same. So that Nets team is now, might not even get past Milwaukee.
That's the thing about the hamstring too, because even if you're like, all right, try it.
It can pop again. Yeah, you don't want to push
weeks.
It. You do not want to push it. Yeah, because then you're really burning up. So it's all in line. But, yeah, Suns fans, don't go crazy because I'm getting all these people. We sweep Denver and get Utah. Let's beat you. Utah has home court. You forget that. You got to go there for the first two. Good chance you come back here down 0-2 or 1-1, and then they steal one. So this next series is going to be interesting. The best part about it is I think the Clippers and the Jazz might go 6-7 games. So you get a whole week off.
Yep.
And that might hurt you. You get this momentum. You don't want this to stop.
It always seems like you come out of that. The team seems a little sleepy.
They seem a little groggy, and you get knocked out in that, especially if it's the Clippers, and you come here and you get beat on your home court the first game. So next series won't be this easy. The Nuggets kind of laid down, and they fought last night, but they kind of laid down. So it's fun. The whole city's just clamoring for basketball. It's been awesome. And then you got Brett Steele. Brett decided to – this was the last I saw Brett on Friday. It was 12:30 p.m.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sitting here. I'm getting some stuff done. I got a place to be at 1:30, but I'm about to leave. And I had just heard Brett say, Wintermeyer's going to take me to the airport.
I'm good.
And I'm like, well, if he's still here, I can grab him. I'm leaving now. He had just left. I'm like, all right, good on him, because you were heading to Vegas.
Yeah.
Tell us your Friday.
Oh, the never-ending Friday.
Yeah.
So I decide I'm going to park the vehicle here, get a ride over to the airport, no problem. So I do that, and we get to 44th Street and like Van Buren, right over there by the other radio station buildings over there.
Oh, by the iHeart.
Right, okay, yeah. So all of a sudden I get a text from an airline who shall not be named. Because
why not?
I don't
name
want,
him.
No,
I'm not going to do that.
He's going to kill him in a second.
Yeah.
Just in case.
Yeah. I don't believe they advertise with us, but let's just say.
They do this commonly.
Yes.
Let's just say.
Now I know.
That what they're named after used to be an area that just had covered wagons, and it was probably easier to travel in covered wagons than what Brett's.
I would have rather done that.
So go there.
So we're just about to the airport, and all of a sudden I get a text. Hey, your flight's been canceled. Check your email. Are you kidding me?
Dick.
So Wintermeyer pulls over. Yeah, Wintermeyer pulls over, and I'm checking my email. Oh, okay, no problem. We rescheduled you for tomorrow at noon. Tomorrow.
Yeah. Big problem.
Yeah, 24 hours later. So I'm like, oh man. So I'm struggling. I jump on the phone. I'm like, okay, I gotta find a way up there.
Right.
Everybody's already meeting me up there. My girl's going up there. I mean, there's probably 20 something of us going. Finally get.
And what's the occasion?
Just to go.
Just to
get out. Yeah. So
stress relief.
Yeah. So I find the only way I can get there is to fly from Phoenix to Orange County to Vegas. I'm like, oh, son of a bitch. All right, fine. Let's just do it. I got to do something. Cost me another $200 because it's literally an hour and a half before the flight takes off.
They charged you more?
Because
with a different
airline.
Oh, yeah,
yeah,
okay.
Yeah. They only had like one flight out that day to Vegas. So.
Oh, man.
So I get to the airport. Instead of leaving at 2, I was going to leave at 3. Okay, no problem. Sit in the bar for a while. Yeah.
Right.
You know, I'm hanging out, having a beer, go to my gate, and all of a sudden, your flight's been delayed for another 30 minutes. All right, fine. Whatever. Yeah, fine.
I'm used to it.
Yep. Another 20 minutes later, literally, they had a plane break, and they were going to bring one in from Dallas that never showed up. So they had to wait from the one from Cabo.
Wait, it went like Malaysia Air?
Just disappeared. Yeah. That's what they told us. They were just like, whoa.
Sorry, we don't know where that one went.
Yeah.
That is the story. Replacement. Once you hear replacement plane, it's done.
I will never, ever, ever believe when they go, I'm sorry, folks, the plane that we thought was coming just didn't show up.
You know where it is.
Right.
Like,
right.
There's no not knowing where your planes are.
Let alone they have a bunch of spare ones in a hangar over there. We'll just pull one out.
Yeah.
One of the pilot's teen sons took it out for a spin last night. We're not sure where it is. Crazy. All right. So you're sitting in Orange County? Or you're not there yet?
I'm not even there yet. So I'm still here. And finally, they're like, okay, we had to bring a plane. And we got to wait for the plane from Cabo to come in. Then we got to clean it. And it's got to go to the international gates. So they had to taxi it all the way back around. I didn't leave Phoenix till 5:15.
And got there at like 1.
Well, no. And then, I get to Orange County. No problem. I check my girl's bag and my bag in because she was coming from work. So I'm just like, I'll take both bags. Get to Orange County, everything's good, except for I was waiting at the airport for so long, I had to buy a $35 charger from Aknon at the damn electronics store in the
airport. There's no reason for bigotry, Brett.
He was.
Well,
it was something
he was
with
an Aknon, but
it could have been on Mead.
I assume that
it could have been on Mead.
Name. Aknon was probably Chris or Jeffrey.
No, it wasn't actually.
But, was Aknon?
Yeah, it was something with an A. I don't know. Could have been Andrew.
Aaron.
Whatever.
Yeah.
Hey, man, what's going on?
All right, Aknon, I don't have time for this.
I'm sorry. I don't understand it.
Dude, it's Andy.
Just
okay. Fine. I've just been in the sun.
I
don't know why this guy's so angry.
He had a beard.
Anyway, go ahead.
So I finally get on the plane in Orange County. Get to Vegas. Great. Okay, so I go down to get my bags. Finally, I'm here. It's 9 o'clock at night by this point.
So 1 o'clock leave work. 9 o'clock you arrive in your destination.
Yeah. In fact, I could have drove there faster. Twice. I could have rode a Schwinn there faster.
I could have driven there and back.
Yeah. I could have went to Josh and bought a bike from Action Ride Shop and rode there faster.
Gotten there.
So I get there and the bags aren't there. I'm like, you gotta be effing me. All right. So I go down and I go to the gate over there and I'm like, hey, where's my bags? And she's like, okay, one's coming in over here on 6. I'm like, all right, great. And the other one will be on gate turnstile 1. I'm like, what the?
Yeah, why are they all
over? They get separated.
So apparently her bag went with me to Orange County, but my bag stayed in Phoenix and caught the next flight. Literally.
No problem. They caught a direct flight.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Your bag beat you there because they had a flight for it.
And then here's the kick in the nuts. So I'm like, all right, fine. So I get her bag and I'm waiting for this thing. It's coming in from Phoenix. I'm coming from Phoenix. I'm like, where the hell is this flight at?
Yeah.
So it's 45 minutes late coming in.
Oh.
My bag finally rolls off at about 10 o'clock at night.
Oh,
and
my God.
The worst part was Mo from Alternative Station, she shows up. She was going up there, too,
she
for the weekend.
She flew up on Lesbian Air.
Right.
Got there in 45 minutes.
Her and her girlfriend left Phoenix at 8 o'clock at night and got there at the same time I was still waiting for my bags.
Oh, my God. Miserable.
Yeah. So
they're waving at you out.
Oh, yeah. Oh, hey, how you doing?
See ya.
Oh.
And the payoff was to hang out with Fitz and a bunch of people up at Fremont.
that was a nightmare.
It's awful.
It's Night of the Living Dead.
Well,
down
let's
there.
Cut
That's
to the
another
chase.
Another nightmare?
You've got a 12-hour day at the airport on planes.
Yeah, between planes and airports.
Finally
yeah.
get your stuff done, and you get to the Shelby place Saturday.
Yes.
To finish what you started back in March.
Redemption.
Which I believe was March 7th. I got my surgery on the 5th, and you got your...
That was the
broke
weekend.
Your hand the weekend
that
after,
we came
so
back.
13th.
So, like, yeah.
So on the 13th, Brett broke his arm trying to sign a chalk wall at the Shelby Museum for Ford Mustangs and Carroll Shelby. Fell off another guy. I know that sounds bad, but we're just recapping. He fell off another fella at a museum.
By boosties.
Because he was giving him boosties. 40-plus-year-old men giving each other boosties almost always results in a broken arm. But the boosties where he tossed you, arms broken, you went back to Titanic, you got your redemption.
I was doing it.
And you signed the wall.
In two places. I went down low first just in case I fell, so down by the kick panels. And then I'm like, all right, stand up like a man. And I signed over a bunch of other idiots' names.
Oh,
screw
you. Wrote
you.
Over
hell
them.
Yeah.
That's
the hell
right.
with them.
That was incorrect.
I don't care.
I should have found a blank space. But it was worth it.
It was worth it.
And you paid to go through the museum again just
No, I went in there and told him. I says, look, this is what happened. And she's like, you got to be kidding me. I'm like, nope. She goes, all right, come on, I'll walk
So you walked into the wall and got in there for nothing.
Oh, yeah.
Fantastic.
Yep.
And worth every second.
Absolutely, every second.
So you're on the wall and no one, and now was it kind of like buyer's remorse at the end? You're like, wow, this really isn't that big a deal.
No, it's an amazing
deal.
This wall. I'm still in pain
really
from the
no
goddamn wall.
I know, but that part I get. But then at the end, the payoff was just having like chalk wall signing.
He signed the Cove base.
Yeah.
No.
And they'll replace it every 6 months.
And that, wouldn't it be awful if you went back and somebody had just written right over it? Because now that's what I'm going to do.
Because
I'm going
I
to Vegas
it.
In July. I'm going to find Brett's autograph on the wall. And I'm going to spend the money to go through the Shelby thing just so I can scrawl Nazi over the top of your name.
I will show up with a can of Krylon we'll and spray paint.
Just go
just
back
keep doing
forth.
It again.
It's layered.
Anyway, well, congratulations. That
Thank
sounds
you.
Awful.
Oh, it was. I've never been that frustrated and pissed off because it wasn't anything I did. It's not like I showed up to the airport late. Like Mangoop, he was supposed to go with us too, and he missed his flight in the morning.
Oh,
completely missed his flight. And then on top
so
of
had
that,
to drive up, right?
Yeah, he had to drive up, and then he didn't decide to call. I'll just call it out. Southwest
right.
Airlines.
Right.
He didn't call up and tell me he missed his flight or anything, so they canceled his return flight from Vegas.
Yeah. That's his dumb fault. you boys traversing the frontier poorly.
Yes.
Yeah, that's rough. And never fly discount. That's what
I never will
Always
again.
Always pay the extra
I'll pay
because
JSX
How'd you do
next
on the gambling?
Yeah. Did you win it back?
I was about even, I guess. About even.
That's winning.
Win. Yeah.
Even is winning.
Yeah.
Because you leave with what you came with. But a whole day wasted. I remember once I had a flight at 5 o'clock to Vegas. It was a storm. And then the plane that we were supposed to get on just broke. Just flat broke sitting there. And they couldn't even get it started. They had to tug it out of the jetway. And then they're like, we're waiting for another flight that's coming in from Indianapolis. It should be here. And it was, you know, now it's like 8. So we've been here for 3 hours. It's been here for, it's on its way from Indianapolis. Got to stop in Dallas and it'll be here. And we'll get you out of here at 11 o'clock tonight. So I'm like, we live right down the street. I'm not sitting here till 11. We'll go home. Come back at 10:30. We're already checked in. This is like 2003. They were still a little bit pushy with that. Go back. All right, we're at the gate we're supposed to be at. Where is everybody? Oh, that flight left at 9. Like, what flight? What? First off, what flight? The one to Vegas. And I'm like, yeah, the one that you said you didn't have a plane to get to Vegas till 11. Right. It got here at 9. How does that happen? How does a plane, what, do you have a supersonic jet on this thing that it broke the speed barrier from Dallas to Phoenix? You should have just stayed here. You told us the flight was leaving at 11. Mm-hmm. Oh, my God, I'm going to kill this woman.
Yeah, that was me, too.
I was just looking at her. She just looked at me like it was my fault that they said 11 o'clock. Like, you didn't say 11 Eastern. You said 11 our time. We just ran up the street. Well, you should have called and checked in. I should have what? You guys should have planes that you know where they are at all times. So, yeah, now that's it. I won't Rube fly ever again.
I won't either.
I won't stand by. Somebody offered me a standby ticket. I'm like, never. Yeah, nothing worse than getting trapped in an airport.
Well, and I had one of a couple of our, actually, my buddy Craig, who gave me the boosties.
Oh, did he cheapest, go again?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, he didn't go to Shelby, though. I was like, no, you're out. You're out.
You can't lift
no bad mojo.
But that dude, he's like, well, I'm not spending money on an airplane. So he drove up, and I'm like, man, we're in our 40s. There is no reason to be driving 50. To Vegas. Yeah, no reason to be driving to Vegas anymore.
If he's coming back today, he actually
beat
me on
that. No, he made it back. Yes, okay. He must have just beat all that stuff.
Because 93 is closed from Wickenburg all the way to the 40 right now because there's an accident on it. And because there's no way around the 93, you're either up to 40 or you're done, you can't get on it. So they've closed the whole thing this morning because there was a crash and somebody got hurt. And I think somebody, 4 dead, 1 Jesus. Hurt. My God. So, yeah, you can't go to Vegas today.
No.
Craig.
Longest, shortest trip ever.
Does he have one of those economy cars?
No, he doesn't. No? You would think he does.
Yeah, because he sounds like a real cheap guy.
Oh, he is. He's the one that wanted to stay on Fremont. And I'm like, absolutely
nobody
not.
Stays on Fremont.
It's like Night of the Living Dead down there. It's ridiculous.
I was kind of hoping one of your crew would catch a greyhound there. Everything else failed. They had
Craig would have if he would have thought about it.
Oh, it's a bunch of amateur professional gamblers on Fremont trying to make their rent every month.
It was so worse. It was ghetto fabulous down there. There were transients laying around, roaches.
Fremont's
and
a disaster.
Man.
Even in the daytime, it stinks. The only time to go there is at night because of that thing.
But. Those are the atmosphere people. They're hired.
Yeah, they try to keep you away, make you realize how good you got it down on the other end.
So they're like, hey, you guys coming to Fremont tonight on Saturday? Absolutely not. No, we did it one night.
I
not doing
live.
It again. No.
Yuck. Well, it sounds like you had a great time.
It was
a good day.
It was fun, eventually.
Saturday was fun.
Yeah spent, Saturday was good.
You spent a decent day.
Yes.
And plus, now in your new schedule of mornings, you're probably pretty tired by the time you got on the ground.
Oh, yeah. I was beat.
See, before, Brett used to be able to just stay up till 6 in the morning, so this wouldn't have bothered you at all.
Oh, I was vodka Red Bulling as soon as I walked in the
door.
Way
to do it. The only way to finish Vegas after that. Yeah. It's the worst. When the flights get delayed on that and you realize I could have driven this thing. And you end up in Orange County.
But then you think about that drive. It's the worst, especially coming back on Sunday just after being out, you know, partying the night before. It's like,
And there's a time change.
Yep.
So you get that extra hour that goes away on the way back. Oh, miserable. Orange County Airport is one of my favorite airports for one reason only. They celebrate the great Anthony Munoz pretty heavily there. That's and right. I don't understand why. I know he's from there and stuff, but I've never seen an airport embrace an offensive lineman quite like OC. It's the strangest thing. You walk by and you're like, there's a mural. And then inside restaurants, there's just pictures of him everywhere. And I'm like, does anybody even remember Anthony Munoz?
Name it after him.
Yeah.
Come on.
Is it is that John Wayne, Orange County?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's John Wayne. Oh, I know. I was just there.
There's no John. There's not a lot of John Wayne tributes, but there's an awful lot of oranges.
They keep that very quiet right now.
A lot of citrus. A lot of citrus presentation and a lot of Anthony Munoz. Yeah, you can't really get too crazy about John Wayne and this cancel culture because – he hated women, Indians, black people, Mexicans, and all the rest of them. If you're not white, you're not right, Pilgrim. He loved pilgrims, though. Loved them.
Draft Dodgers.
Him and Ted Williams hung out?
Yeah, he hated. Ted Williams was the NAACP and ALCU compared to John Wayne. John Wayne was I think they've got a place for sure. Oh, geez, don't say that. Yeah, John Wayne was not a forward thinker, progressive by today's standards.
Open-minded?
I don't hold him to that standard. The dude grew up in a different time. I think he was born like 1906, for God's sake. So, of course, he was racist. You can still enjoy his work. You don't have to hold him to today's standards. If you did that, you'd never watch anything from before 2014.
And like the Wild West, he bought a lot of land.
Boy
did he.
Yeah.
All of Maricopa, I think, his family.
John Wayne did?
Yeah, that whole, no kidding. Whole area down
well,
there.
Well, that was a mistake. But other than that, he did very well.
Well, at the
Morrison
time.
Stuff, yeah,
well,
too, in Gilbert.
I don't know that there's ever been an at-the-time Maricopa was a good idea. No. I mean, a couple people go, I made some money in Maricopa.
Yeah, if you're a real estate agent, you
all those pecan trees?
Yeah, well, there was one real estate agent we know. Yeah. And
made a lot of money.
She made a ton of money and then had to pay it back by picking up garbage off the side of the street. It's true.
She never picked up garbage, but she did pay her debt back, supposedly.
It's all gone?
No. Oh, that debt? No.
She's got a lot of debt. Anyway, that's a different story. Toledo's ex is a different story. Yeah, Maricopa is not one that I think John Wayne was proud of. Like, he didn't make a ton before he died. He died in like 77, right? I don't think he made a load of money on Maricopa at the time.
Yeah, The Shootist was his last movie.
No, he had Land of Tucson.
Tucson makes sense.
Yeah.
Maricopa didn't, especially in the 70s. Maricopa didn't even become a thing until like 15 years ago.
And is it still a thing?
No, it's not. And then Chandler wasn't where it was, so it was an even further drive to Phoenix. There were people when I first moved here that thought that Casa Grande Maricopa would be a great place to put an airport because they thought Tucson and Phoenix would eventually merge. I'm like, you guys have some grand ideas here. I don't think. And we're going to do everything. I went down and started to just put road spray out to keep Tucson from getting too close to the house.
And it's worked so far.
It's been great. I've been putting a lot of poison out to keep Tucson away. And we've kept them at bay. They're not growing north. Thank God. Anyway, well, good trip there, Brett, nice job. While Brady was swilling beers by himself, which no one would have ever guessed.
I would have stayed back for
Barfly.
That one.
Barfly.
You know, what would have been a great story is if there was a domestic dispute between the hot bartender and the cook.
I know.
And you caught a bullet. Local radio personality killed drinking alone in a bar. We don't even know this guy. That's all I would have known. If I would have never known your story. You just got shot as an afternoon drinker. Like Brady lied to us. We never knew who he was.
Did some day drinking.
Just day drinking at a bar. He's going through some stuff. Nobody knew. He's just day drinking alone in the middle of Chandler. Trying to join a drinking club. That's kind of what I root for, is that your story ends like that. With loads of question marks.
Well, it was close to happening.
Thought there was going to be a shooting in
there? No, but the formula was there. Everything but the shooting happened. Oh.
There was an argument?
Yeah, nothing, though.
So not even close to a shooting?
No.
He's playing a mediator over there.
Everything was set up for that to happen. It just didn't happen.
I'm confused. How is it set up for that to happen? I want some violence if it's going to be set up to happen.
On the checklist that you were going down the line.
Oh, yeah, yeah. No, I wanted all the people. Yeah, but you're making me think that there was actually action.
Yeah.
There was none. Nothing happened. But, the pieces were in place for if something did happen. That was, okay.
Well, at least Brady was there because he could have put a stall to the situation. Yeah. He's back, Chief. He's back.
He's up there, Chief. There's a fine young lady. I don't think you have any business people.
Whoa.
Gunned down at a bar, local radio personality and religious figure.
Sounds like Fremont Street there.
Beer in his hand.
Give me the
mic. Like
I'll
Mill Avenue.
That
That's true, too.
Great. And Mill Avenue, some dude started shooting. Everybody's shooting. I'm not going outside. This week's going to be a rough one to go outside. There's no reason to antagonize
air
anything.
Air quality, super heat.
No one can breathe. It's 2,000 degrees outside. We're all back on the roads together. It's our first summer in 2 years where we're together again.
Oh,
going to be a bunch of fighting.
I forgot to show you this one. This is a photo. I was out on the strip at the time. I was down on Saturday with my lady. And this is a photo. This is a photo. This is a photo that Fitz sent me from Fremont Street. I don't know what it is, but I'm just going to show it to you.
Let's take a look. Holy Moses.
Looks like somebody got murdered there. Yeah. I don't know if that's blood or...
I thought he was at like some museum and it was a reenactment.
That's what he sent to us.
What is this?
I don't know. I don't know.
One of those giant sangria drinks?
It is massive.
If it was, it's gallons of it.
Amount of blood scattered and sprayed. It looks like something dropped from the sky and blew up.
Again, I don't know what it is, but it looked like blood to me. And I'm like, that's why I'm on the strip and not on Fremont.
Or where it is. That's on Fremont. It's one of the Fremont Street experiences.
Yeah.
Is the murder. Wow.
So disgusting.
That's brutal. Yikes. Well, what are you going to do? That's Vegas is a place you go. And the first few times you go, you wander around the streets. You learn about Vegas. The next few times you go, you pick and choose your three or four places you're going to hang.
Yeah.
And then after you start establishing yourself as a human being who wants nothing to do with society, you pick a resort and you stay in it. You get tickets to things. You go to that thing, and then you go right back to your place.
That's it.
Nothing worse than, like, especially my friends went up to me that one time. Like, let's get out of here, man. Where are we going to go? Let's go to Bellagio. For what? See what kind of gambling they got there. I'm like, I'm going to break it to you real quick. It's the same in every place. Like, there's nothing different. They've got slot machines, poker. But you let's see what it's like there. It's the same.
Unless
I'm not going to
wander. I just like the smell.
Yeah, I'm not going into the Rube stores. I've done it.
Unless you go to O'Shea's. I mean, they got beer pong and everything
O'Shea's
else.
Is where COVID started. I don't know why we're even looking at China. O'Shea's is where COVID got started. There's no question in my mind that was it. Beer pong, public beer pong. Like, wait, we're using the same ping pong ball as the last trolls?
That bops her across
the
floor.
And it goes into the thing. It rolls on the floor. It comes back, and we're putting the same thing on the table. They sanitize. No, they don't. That's a bucket of dirty water. This is disgusting. And it's just a bunch of people with, like, $11 trying to gamble for an hour. It's gross. Yeah, most of Vegas is disgusting. You find your spots. I love it up there because I've got a system with where I am. I know my restaurants. I don't want to wander around on the strip. I went up there with my friend's 18-year-old son back in February. He'd never seen it. I'm like, I haven't walked the strip in years. And we did it. And it was COVID time, February. It wasn't very full. It was the only time I'd ever consider doing that again. Is if there's a massive illness that's taken over America. I want to see Vegas empty because otherwise it's not. Ugh, bleh, bleh. Basically what it's for now is gambling, delicious food, couple of shows, and pushing a broad up against a window 60 stories up and trying to bang her from behind. That's about it.
Nice.
If you haven't done that, then you haven't lived because that's the only reason to do it. Those big windows overlooking the strip, every set of them has a set of booby imprints. All of them.
Forehead.
Every girl gets her forehead and her boobs. I would hate to be a girl in Vegas because you know the whole trip up, you just realize pretty soon I'm going to be smashed up against a window just staring at my possible death. I have to count on the reliability of the engineering of this building. Unless you're broke, then it's only 6 floors, she'll be fine. But I mean, if you're 55 floors up and she just has to feel that agoraphobia, is that the one where you're afraid? I don't know which one it is, but you're just sitting there going, God, please, window, don't break while this guy just violently hits me from behind as you're smashed up against that ice-cold window. They act like they enjoy it. You're troopers, ladies. You're troopers because something about those windows make us want to press you up against them, which is kind of our we-want-to-kill-you fetish is coming to fruition. Like, God, they're so close. But you don't realize that you'd go right behind her. But at least you'd break your fall is the hope.
Get to the room, pull the curtains back, and see how many Vegas triangles are up there.
Oh, look at them. There's tons of
That's
them.
True.
And you can see if the people in the room before you had pancakes or if she was a decent lady who got upgrades.
Yeah, you don't want Conor McGregor.
Yeah, you don't want Conor McGregor's things where there's like weird, like it looks like wet tube socks with pennies on the bottom of them. Those weird, strange pancakes. And then you can see the stretch marks down the side because for some reason she used to have cans and then they just disappeared like Jennifer Connelly. Man, the last people who had the room here were Pancake and Fastback. Sometimes you can see their back marks. I'm like CSI when it comes to that. You open that window. Once nightfall comes, I'm like, ooh, they did it right here. Because they never wash the windows in your room. There's boob prints all over those things. Ladies, you're troopers. And sometimes gay men have to do it. Boob. And that's dangerous.
Yeah, look for a wang print.
It looks like a silver dollar with a hole in the middle. That's a print on the window. I mean, a good one would look like a silver dollar. Some of them look like nickels. With a little tiny hole. And so, like, somebody drilled a hole in this nickel and just pressed it up against the window. Yeah, I don't ever want to be on the other end of that, where I'm smashed up against a window on the 55th floor with somebody pushing. I'm like, oh, man, this is the, but ladies, did you get that done? What floor were you on?
25th.
You just looked at me like it was the Scourge week.
Oh, no. It was 25th floor. I was trying to think what floor.
Because when I said it, you looked at me like, she showed up ruined.
No, I see. No, we wouldn't have went. I would have stayed off that airline. Yeah, the hell with that. I'm not spending 10 hours in a goddamn airport for nothing.
So you can have a St. Valentine's Day massacre down there. I'm not doing the OJ murder scene.
That's what the picture was on the sidewalk.
You tell me on the plane you're a 5 right now. Turn this plane around. We're going home.
Good luck. All flights have been canceled.
We'll put down a towel.
No. No, we won't. And maybe that's that picture Fitz had.
That's right. Yeah, exactly. Oh, yeah. Somebody on Fremont, yeah.
She's a five.
It was fitting for the people that were down there.
One of the windows on Fremont gave way, and that could be one of those girls who was in the middle of the throes of passion, hit the ground and blew up.
Oh, somebody just falling out of the El Cortez and just splat.
If I even said, hi, I'm here to check into the El Cortez, my next move would be to fall out of it. Life has not worked out. I need the highest floor you've got.
Well, that'd be the 38th there at the old El Cortez. Windows are securely fastened because we know what you're thinking about.
Hey, aren't you Holmberg?
I'm going to kill myself. I'm here to kill myself.
Oh, you're checking out. Mm-hmm.
I'm checking out, actually. I'm checking in to check out.
One of our friends got there before his wife did, and he stayed at the Cortez, too. He got talked into it, and he walked in the room and goes, oh, no. He went over and went to upgrade his room because he's like, she will never let me stay here.
He knows his wife well.
Yeah, so he had an upgrade at the Cortez, which can be what? I mean.
Your coffee maker.
Yeah, exactly.
Finally, we get a bed.
Shower that works.
We got your chicken in here Friday night and leaving on Monday morning. That's checkout time.
You don't have to worry about my checking out time. My checking.
You just have to worry about cleanup.
By the way, room's available tomorrow because I'm going to kill myself. I'm staying at the El Cortez. Oh, that's the worst.
We got two hammocks in there.
Yeah, that's right. Two hammocks covered in blood. What was this?
Well, a little lady had her. Good thing she wasn't pregnant. That's all I'll say.
Ugh.
We perform abortions in the rooms when they're not being used. And we don't have a very good cleaning crew because they're mostly Catholic Mexican ladies who are frowning on our operation.
Disgusting. Yeah, if you don't have enough to go to the regular Vegas, just
don't go.
Yeah. It can't get closed fast enough, that Fremont Street.
Why spend it on the rooms? I would rather spend it on gambling.
Then you shouldn't go. If you've got to decide, I got to really cut back on my room rate so I have money to gamble with, you're not ready for Vegas.
$5 a night additional.
No, right. Exactly. You're not ready for it.
I mean, it's one thing if you're 22 years old, you know, you're just going up there with the guys and stuff. Okay, I get that. Yeah, but when you're in your 40s and stuff, there's no reason to drive. There is no reason to stay at the El Cortez.
No reason to walk up and down with that thing hanging off your neck.
Oh, the big Eiffel Tower daiquiris and stuff. And
were they out?
I mean, oh, yeah. Oh, in full tilt.
They're back off.
Oh, yeah. They're out there.
You want to go up there and press somebody up against 55th floor. You want to have a nice meal.
Yeah. Just rail.
And get plastered. Goof around. Maybe find some old person who has Molly. Take it from them. And then sail around your resort. But don't go outside. It's not worth it. And maybe go over to Hermes or Tiffany and get somebody something nice.
Is that by the El Cortez?
No, it's not. I don't think they have a Tiffany. They probably don't have a walk-in mall. The
El Cortez has its shopping mall.
With a beautiful fake sky ceiling.
Right. It's not like the Caesars Mall. We got one of them Field of Dreams stores. We got a couple of things autographed by Rocky and Bullwinkle. Those aren't real people. You don't have any autographs at all.
Yeah, we do.
No, you don't.
Now we're getting texts from Craig. Fremont is still way more fun than the Strip.
Yeah, because Craig, it is not. Walking around on any street is not fun. You're too outside, Craig.
Save money on the room?
Yeah.
You know, I pawned a couple of things?
He was hanging out at Hogs and Heifers all weekend.
Craig knows better.
You go inside the place. You gamble inside. You find like one of the bars that's got something fun going on. You pull out a classy prostitute. You press her up against a window at 55 floors, and you have your fun.
Exactly.
Fremont. You step over the blood stain, you pick up a transient, he robs you, you get a needle in your arm, and the next thing you got $13 to try to win all your money back.
Yeah, but I met Chumley from Palm Stars.
We went over to an elementary school and he ran. I don't know what happened. He's not allowed around kids.
Chumley died, didn't he? Finally. Or no, the old man died. Did he go to jail? He was a molester.
John, you haven't asked the one question I think is on everyone's mind. Brett was at a pool. How many
digits?
That's
right.
Oh, I didn't go to the pool.
You didn't go?
No, it was all girls. It's all girls.
He's banned.
Yeah, I didn't go.
I didn't even think about
it. They don't know me up there yet.
The Lazy River and Brett Vesley. Yeah.
And they don't know me there.
And his legal advice from the...
like a car wash.
Yeah, Gandolfini and Caruso.
If she's the same age as you, it ain't assault. And that starts in the eighth grade. And it never ends.
So, better write down there, Fish. What's your name?
My name is Teresa.
How old are you?
48.
Perfect.
Oh, why?
I dry boned this chick in the pool for a second because I found out she's the same age as me.
3 days apart. She's in August 11th.
What are you going to do? Ain't assault. Same age.
That's him, officer.
How old are you? 48. What's the problem? I'm sorry, ma'am. There's nothing we can do.
Exactly. See?
He can dry finger you all day if he wants to. You guys, it's a birthright thing. You're both 1973ers. There's nothing we can do. I would have a, if that was true, I'd have a bullhorn.
I was born in 1972. Please raise your hand. You're born in 1972, and you have not had your birthday yet.
Oh, yeah. I'd have a receiving line waiting for me.
Patish, 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 patish. Thanks for coming. Thanks for coming. I mean, you know, I mean that not literally.
You get patish, one. You get one.
Yeah. Hey, ladies, slow down. I only got two hands.
God bless. God bless. God bless.
It is not a law, despite what Brett says and the fact that it's being broadcast on a regular basis. You can't throw dry fingers just because you're the same age. Birthday parties in ninth grade would have been horrible if that was the case. We're all the same age. We're all adults here.
There you go.
What do you got on the big board of musical treats
all
this
right,
morning?
The wake-up song brought to you guys by our buddies over there at Action Ride Shop. It is going to be ridiculously hot, so if you are hitting the trails early in the morning, make sure you head on over there, get all your gear, get your camel packs, the water bottles, they got the cooling vests, they got whatever you need. And since it is hot, you can get your bike service now, since you may not be on the trails
as much. You shouldn't be riding.
Like,
even I love riding in the summer. Yesterday was hot.
Yeah.
And I had some stuff to do, but I got out of the car. I love this weather. We're getting into that area where no one likes it. Like, anything over 112, I'm out, unhappy. But yesterday was like 110, and I'm like, God, all I could think about was anything I do right now, I'm going to be doing it alone.
Yeah.
And that makes me happy. But, yeah, now don't go on trails. Don't take
unless you're going way early
right
in the morning.
On 52nd Street, walking their dog. It's even getting pushy to do that.
Yeah,
like we're just stay in your house or in your pool, or run a cool bath, something. I don't know what you do. Rub aloe on yourself and run around real fast in the air conditioning. It'll feel like it's 40. But yeah, just stay inside. This is crazy how hot it's going to be this week.
So a lot of the songs coming in for Brady's ass. Skinner, That Smell.
Oh,
that Static X, Love Dump. Prodigy, Breathe. Somebody hit us up for Ghost, Mummy Dust.
Mummy Dust it is. Because that's what came out of him.
You got to understand, I was swilling beer all day in my local tavern. I had half a sip of a Sea Light, and I'm just a mess.
My President, drinking club.
What did you eat last night? Because that's the worst one since the lady on the airplane sprayed you down with strawberry air freshener. That was terrible. That one
you
was
got sprayed?
I've never told you that.
No.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, you did.
All right, everybody.
I don't remember.
Everybody's heard this story. Just listen. But we gotta bring Brett up to speed. It was a cold, rainy morning, January 2002. I'll never forget it. Brady's kind enough. We had just started. It was 2003, right? 2002 season, 2003 January.
Yeah.
That's when Ohio State played
Michigan,
and then went on to the Tostitos Fiesta Bowl for the World Championship of College Football. So it was 2003, I'm thinking. Maybe four, but I'm thinking
might have
three.
Been one.
Couldn't have been one because we weren't been, working
yeah,
here
right.
yet.
That's right.
So it was three.
It was two.
So I have a couple buddy passes on the old Southwest. Brady says,
come on back for the old Ohio State-Michigan game.
Well, it's similar to your thing.
You buddy passed?
We're driving to the airport, and I'm like,
different hey, time.
Guess, oh, what okay. guess what I forgot? The buddy, well, that was also back in the time when I had so many freebies because I used to fly back and forth to L.A. every week.
Oh, okay.
So I'm like, I got all these free tickets. I forgot our ticket. So we went up on a next flight, which was fate for the stewardess. We should have been on a different flight, but we get on another flight shortly thereafter to get there. And we had to stop in Chicago and stay the night.
Stay overnight.
It was crazy.
Oh, geez.
So, yeah, it was a pain in the ass because I forgot tickets. Anyway, so I'm stuck with Brady. And I learned like right then and there that Brady has no boundaries with his butthole. Which did not come in handy in the hotel room. When we got to Chicago, just Brady was going to sleep in a room next to me. And I've heard Brady sleep before. So I asked the lady at the thing. I'm like, no, you don't understand. I want him 7 to 10 rooms down on a different floor if possible because I don't want to hear him. And you'll hear him 3 to.
Oh, that's silly.
I'm like, you think I'm kidding? I'm not. I'll upgrade. I'll do whatever it takes. So we get to Chicago to do that. But as we're on the tarmac here in Phoenix, the stewardess is pregnant. We're in the very first row of the Southwest Airline. Thing and
front row.
This is how you know Brady has farted, and that's why I said to him, "You just farted." And he does this weird eyes closed. First thing is this denial. Eyes closed, mouth perches like he's snobby, and he starts shaking his head, and then he goes, and he giggles like a child. So I'm sitting next to him in the front row. It's been a couple hours. We had to wait to get on the next plane. I'm like, I'm apologetic. I said I screwed up the whole ticket thing. I feel terrible, but whatever. We'll have fun anyway. I'll cover the rooms in Chicago. We'll be fine. So sitting on the plane, and all of a sudden, I'm looking. I'm like, Jesus, did you just...
come on, no.
And I'm like, oh, this is brutal. We just sat down, and it's that hot...
Stop it!
Hot curry...
It's making me laugh.
Thai food with... It's a poorly...
From the islands.
A poorly cooked tortilla covered in refried beans and butter, and it's hot.
You're making me hungry.
And it's... Stunk, and it stunk bad. And now he's just cherry red laughing. He thinks it's hysterical. He's ruined the whole plane. The stewardess who's pregnant looks at him and goes, sir, because she knows exactly who did it. She goes, I'm pregnant. My senses are heightened.
Like, John.
And he goes, I wasn't. And I'm just going, he's disgusting. And she sees it on my face, and I'm like, I'm not happy with this either. She grabbed a bottle of strawberry air freshener, and instead of just spraying the air down, pointed it right at him and just hosed his ass
like
off.
Earl like Earl Scheib with a
yeah,
spray
she
bottle.
Completely spray-painted Brady.
Took it a cold for
and the whole time, he's like, come on, because he hates aerosol spray.
Come on.
It's like when you spray water at a bad dog. And
it's like a road
come on, come on. That's enough. That's enough.
And she goes, black flag.
She goes, you sicken me. And then she put it back down and sat down. And the worst part was Brady had to stare at this woman because she's sitting towards us.
Oh, she's in the jump
yeah,
seat
she's
right
in
there.
The jump seat. And we're sitting in Brady's like. Just giggling like a girl. And it was the grossest fart I've ever smoked.
For all you kids out there, don't pass gas in the yeah. front row.
Don't pass gas in public. Today.
I've gotten away with it for years.
Sure, until you have that hot fart that you know.
Yeah, every
you,
once in a while.
Your diet is not built for public farting. Your diet is not built for letting one slide and going, oh, nobody's going to notice. You don't even have greens for that.
Last night's chicken parm.
Yeah, exactly.
Parm.
I tasted it. And you tried to slide one out this morning, and it was reminiscent of the time I wish that pregnant lady and her now 20-year-old kid would come up and hose you off.
This is the son. He's retarded now because of your fart. And here's the strawberry spray.
I like you.
You give me problems in the wombs.
Friends.
Yes. Friends.
Remember destroying my womb with your farts? Yeah, this is the results.
We're friends. I'm surprised Caleb doesn't roll up.
It's your fault, ass face.
Yeah, Brady has a problem because he thinks his diet's good for sneaking one loose. His diet is bad, especially the ones you can sneak out because those are the room clears, and you did it this morning. And then he tried to deny it. The nerve.
Knew I shouldn't have had that salad.
You know, Toledo, I got to give him credit. Toledo blows his horn like he's trying to call Mormons back home. Never, ever stinks. It doesn't. Something about his farts. They're loud.
Well, he's two rooms over most of the
time. That is true. We do hear him in the hallway most of the time. But when he busts one in here, it's not bad. You've got memories from the Reagan administration that come out every time you fart.
Contras.
Will. That's Brady's farts make that noise.
Will. Nancy.
I'm Max Headroom. What was that? Oh, Brady farted some 80s out.
It smells like a McDLT. They haven't had those since 87.
It's an echoey thing when Brady farts. You show me that smile. Is that the theme to Growing Pains?
Yeah, had some 80s come out. That one's going to stink bad.
It's terrible.
What do we do, baby?
Everybody run. Brady farted an 80s memory.
The best the world has to offer in music, drama, and comedy.
You've been listening to Holmberg's Morning Sickness Podcast, brought to you by our friends at Eric's Family Barbecue in Avondale. Meet, mesquite, repeat, ericsfamilybbq.com.